So Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 12. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Amen.
And the second reading can be found on page 1097, Acts chapter 4. The apostles persecuted. Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. "Go, stand in the temple courts," he said, "and tell the people the full message of this new life." At daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they'd been told and began to teach the people. When the high priest and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and sent them to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officers did not find them there. So they went back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked, with a guard standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests were puzzled, wondering what would come of this. Then someone came and said, "Look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people." At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They did not use force, because they feared that the people would stone them. Having brought the apostles, they made them appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said, "yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood." Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus from the dead, whom you have killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him to his own right hand as prince and savior, that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put him to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered the men to be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed them, "Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, all his followers dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone, let them go, for if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they'd been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, They never stop teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Great. Hello again. Let me pray as we begin. Heavenly Father, thank you that you've given us your word and that you speak to us through it. Pray that you would keep us attentive and listening to your word as we consider it and the topic of persecution. Pray that you would speak to us by your spirit and that we would learn from you this morning. Amen. Do keep those passages open in front of you as we begin. Let me start by telling you a story about a young girl. When this girl was 12 years old, she became a Christian and she joyfully received Jesus into her life. But this got her into a bit of trouble. Her mum, you see, wasn't a Christian. In fact, she hated Christians, and she hated the fact that her daughter had wanted to follow Jesus. I mean, it was a rejection of her upbringing and everything she'd been taught. So this girl was banned from reading the Bible. She wasn't allowed to go to church. She was shouted at, laughed at, and mocked by her mum. At times, her mum was so angry that she ripped up all the Christian books that she found in the girl's room. She smashed all her Christian CDs. Eventually, the mother disowned her daughter, kicking her out of the house. Blessed are those who are persecuted, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's our beatitude for today. And we've come to the end of our series, looking at the Beatitudes. And throughout this series, we've seen Jesus describing the qualities of his followers, Christians, and explaining why this means that his followers are blessed. Although it might not look like a very good thing to an outsider for someone to be poor in spirit, mournful, meek, or merciful, Jesus says that his disciples are blessed. They are happy or highly favored by God because they will be part of God's heavenly kingdom, because they will be comforted by their heavenly Father, because they will be in a right relationship with God. And so we come to the final one. Please turn back to Matthew 5, page 968, and have a look down at verses 10 to 12 again. Let me read it again. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The final characteristic of his disciples that Jesus talks about is that they will be persecuted. And that's my first point. If you are a Christian, you will be persecuted. Who are those that are blessed here? Well, it's those who suffer for being a Christian. Jesus says those who are persecuted because of righteousness. Now, righteousness, I think here, refers to someone who is in the right with God. someone who can stand before God and be declared blameless. But if we're honest, we know that no one naturally is righteous. But we also know that the amazing message of Christianity is that Jesus, in coming to earth and dying on the cross, gave us his righteousness so that we could be right with God and look forward to eternity with him. So the people who are persecuted because of righteousness are people who have recognized that they are not righteous, that they are poor in spirit, people who have accepted God's mercy, and people who have received Jesus' righteousness. That's Christians. Jesus then goes on to elaborate a bit more about what these persecuted, blessed people look like in verses 11 and 12. You see, these Christians will be insulted because of Jesus. They will be persecuted because of Jesus. They will have false accusations thrown at them because of Jesus. And Jesus doesn't say, "Blessed are you if you are insulted or persecuted." He said, "Blessed are you when you are insulted, persecuted, etc." If you are a Christian, you will be persecuted. Jesus isn't talking about general suffering here, but specifically suffering because you follow him. You see, following Jesus comes at a cost. The world says that we should be the most important person in our lives, and that we should live to please ourselves. But Jesus says that he is the most important person, and that we should live to please him as king. And although there will be times when the world looks at Christians and sees Jesus positively, there will also be times when they look at us and they see crazy, irrational people who are different. And there'll be persecution. Now, it might come in the form of insults. People saying, "You know, Christians are stupid. How could they possibly believe that?" Or maybe in the form of false accusations. "Those Christians, they're all homophobic. Their God, he's bloodthirsty and capricious." Or maybe it would be rejection from your peers, teasing, being made fun of, physical violence, beatings, even death. If you're a Christian, you will be persecuted. But, this is my second point, Jesus says, I put it in the wrong place. It will be worth it. It will be worth it. Have a look down at the passage. Why does Jesus say that his persecuted followers will be blessed? Because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In fact, he says, "Rejoice and be glad." The persecution that Christians suffer in this life will be worth it because of the promise of eternal life with Christ. God promises that there will be a time when all will be made right, when he brings about a new, perfect creation, and Jesus calls it a great reward. It is worth suffering persecution in this life. Now, I'm very aware that suffering because of Jesus can be extremely tough. the pain of being insulted, rejected, or worse is significant. And it can be incredibly hard to keep going in faith. But it won't last forever. Back to the previous slide, some of you might remember that I've used this image of a timeline to help us see the point that Jesus is making. Christians will suffer and be persecuted in this life, but that is only a very tiny sliver of history compared to the vast, unending, heavenly joy that awaits. Remember our memory verse. We have an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. The persecution will end one day, but the reward in heaven will last forever. You will be persecuted, but it is worth it. Now, lots of this might seem quite theoretical. So, as I might say to my classes, let's have a look at a few worked examples. How have Christians, past and present, lived out the blessing of being persecuted because of Jesus? Well, let's start with the disciples and turn back with me to Acts chapter 5. I think it was on page 1097 that Jane read for us. We're pretty much right back at the start of the early church. And just before that passage, in verses 13 to 16, we read about the apostles' witness and the miracles that they perform, leading many people to put their trust in Jesus and to become Christians. And that, in turn, leads to the persecution we heard about. Right back at the beginning of the story of the church, we find Christians being persecuted. And why were they persecuted? Well, it was because they were telling others about Jesus. These disciples get arrested, jailed, and hauled in front of the authorities. Some of these authorities were so furious with them that they wanted them dead. Eventually, we read in verse 40 that they were beaten, flogged, before being released. But how did they respond? Look down with me at verse 41. They left rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Verse 42, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. These early Christians were persecuted because they followed Jesus, as Jesus said they would be in Matthew 5. But they also did what Jesus said. They rejoiced and they were glad because they knew their reward in heaven. And they kept on doing the job that God had given them to do. They kept on telling other people about Jesus. Next, let's have a look at some persecuted Christians in our world today. One of the hardest places in the world to be a Christian is North Korea. And that's because the belief that there is a higher authority than the leader is seen as a threat which must be crushed. Christians there have to keep their faith a secret. There are spies everywhere looking out for and reporting Christians. They can't meet to worship openly. They have to hide any bits of scripture that they do have. And if they're found, they are beaten severely and they're sent to horrific labor camps. How hard must it be for them to rejoice, to feel blessed? And yet, There are many Christians in North Korea, those who have experienced the joy of knowing Jesus, who are persevering in their faith. Now, we might feel that Christians in the UK, that this is a whole world away from anything we might experience. I mean, we have the freedom to meet and to read the Bible, don't we? Well, don't be too sure. And that brings me back to the girl I told you about at the beginning. This girl came from a white British family. She was born and grew up in North London. In fact, she's sitting in our congregation today. And although she has suffered persecution for her faith, she knows that it is worth it. So what do we take away from this? Well, if you're a Christian here this morning, I want us to be aware of and be prepared for persecution that comes because of following Jesus. Expect that your views and the views of the world and people around you will clash, and expect opposition. In the past, I think that the prevailing culture and morality of our country seem to broadly line up with that of the Christian faith. But now, I think it seems that more and more, the culture and morals of the world around us is shifting. And some of it is in conflict with following Jesus. Christians are ridiculed, mocked, insulted, and have all kinds of false accusations thrown at them. So are you prepared to remain faithful to Jesus, even under such persecution? And can you endure with joy? Jesus says that we should rejoice and be glad, because it is worth it. There is an amazing hope of everlasting, eternal blessing living with Jesus, both now and into eternity. So do spend time rejoicing and reflecting on that. And make the most of the freedom that we have at the moment to meet and to read the Bible. We might not always have that freedom. That's why we think that memorizing bits of the Bible is so important. You never know when you might be without it. And do make the most of the opportunities to pray together and attend prayer meetings. We've got that coming up in the first week of April, a big church prayer meeting. Blessed are the persecuted, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, for lots of us, it might feel that being persecuted isn't part of our everyday experience of living with Jesus. But I pray that you might prepare us for it. That Jesus says to expect it, and that we might want to keep following him and persevering in our faith, even when it's hard. I pray that we might look to the hope of heaven and rejoice in that future. Amen.